Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC.
What are you doing?
Broadcast facility. What?
The airtime or dead time is bad on radio.
Well, I was waiting for Bon Jovi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little Bon Jovi. So Caitlin Clark has signed an 8-year, $28 million sponsorship deal with Nike.
Okay.
First of all, you would think, and it just shows you the difference of male, female. I get the difference. I understand all that. But still, she is the number one basketball player right now.
Sure.
8 years, $28 million.
Well, hasn't that been an argument for years, like wage disparity between like men and women in sports? But it's based on percentage of revenue that sport generates, and there just isn't that much money coming in compared to other programs.
Right. No, I understand, and I agree with it.
And I think per player percentage wise, the women's NBA makes more money because they do some kind of collective
pooling with the NBA
compared to the NBA. So they actually get more than what they even were entitled to, but it's still not good enough for a lot of people.
So she accepted Nike over Under Armour, which offered 4 years for $16 million, and Adidas 4 years for $6
million. Oh, Adidas is trying to get it for nothing. Yeah. They weren't even trying. They're like, we'll throw a bone at it.
And see if she signs it before she gets anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, still, it's $28 million.
It's massive.
Well, it's massive. And I think we talked about it, allegedly, that Barstool offered her $10 million just to play in the intramural.
Yeah.
I would have done that.
How come I don't get those offers?
A, you're not talented.
That's true.
B, because the women would still beat you.
Yeah. How many people on a 3-on-3 team?
Six.
Okay. So that's why I'm not very good at that one.
Right. Because you're not good at math.
Yeah. And I don't have shoes either. So it's hard to get an endorsement when you don't have shoes on.
Well, that's the endorsement you need to get.
So you get a pair of shoes. That's good. So I would rock a pair of Buster Browns. I mean, I would run down to the court, pair of Eastlands.
I'd play in flip flops.
Flip flops will work.
I've played in flip flops.
Yeah.
So what'd you bring today? Bring anything to the table?
Show and tell.
Other than the stupid football?
Yeah, I brought the helmet.
Even stupider.
That's Knucklemania 4. Lost. Angeles, the first time BKFC is going to California, like Biggie Smalls. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't know what any of that means.
That means he's going back to Cali.
Didn't he die?
Physically, yes, but like
allegedly,
he always lives on in our hearts. Biggie Smalls is legendary, bigger than any of these other people that we talk about. The music transcends generation. It will be around forever. His contribution to life. It will inspire people forever.
Okay.
That's Brooklyn's Jesus.
How does Jesus feel about there's a Brooklyn Jesus?
I don't know. You have to ask him. But he's a pillar in their community. I mean, he gave people so much hope and inspiration that they could make it out of that environment and get to a better place in life. Like that's why music's so powerful. Ask our producer. He knows how important music is, especially at the subconscious level. There's a video of a ballet professional. She's spent her whole life on Broadway. She's unconscious. She's got Alzheimer's. She's in a wheelchair. They put headphones on her. The music triggered her sympathetic response or her subconscious, and she did her entire routine in a wheelchair. That is cool.
Music rocks.
Music is powerful. It can capture a moment of time. It can take you right back to where you were 50 years ago when the Buccaneers got their franchise. Where were you? Can you remember the theme song of that day?
No.
Can you remember the music walking down the aisle? Here Comes the Bride. You remember?
What?
I don't know. Like, I'm just talking about the places in your life that music captures. That's what makes music so amazing, is it captures a moment in time, like a wedding or a grief or a tragedy or a championship. There's songs that just take you right back, right? I mean, when you hear it on the radio, it's like, whoa. Like you can remember it like it was yesterday.
But nothing really hits me.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing really hits me.
Not a song that reminds you of the military? There's like a certain...
There is one song that reminds me of the military.
Okay.
And I hate it.
because of what the military made you do?
No, 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 not what the military.
The boot camps and the running and.
So every, and I know I've told the story before. Thanks for tuning in. Every ship has what's called a breakaway song. So you get called to general quarters, and you're going to refill in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
Okay. So then when you're done refueling, you break away. So one goes to the right, one goes to the left, and you play this stupid frickin' song.
What's the song?
Well, every ship is different.
Oh, okay. Can you find it? Is it searchable?
Well, I know the song.
Let's play it. Our producer can add that into this segment.
No.
We can play it, and we can break away. You go left, I'll go right. We'll recreate the military.
Well, first of all, you can't recreate anything military.
Why?
Because you're non-military.
I was on the Norwegian cruise line.
What was the breakaway song?
Don't worry, be happy. We were leaving Jamaica, pulling out of port.
Well, the USS Barry, DD 933, was this music. Our breakaway song was sung by none other than Willie Nelson.
What? And what was that song?
Well, what's the only Willie Nelson song you know?
I don't. Staying Alive or...
On the Road Again.
On the road. But you're on the ocean.
And we're on the ocean, so it was stupid.
Wow.
So when you hear that song, you're not happy. Well, in a way, honestly, you are happy because it means it's done.
Okay.
You know, now it's over and we can all go back to sleep or go back to whatever we were doing. Because you could refuel at 2 in the morning. You know, it's whenever, you know, the two hook up. The two are get close. Never been a big Willie Nelson fan because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't Willie's fault. Don't blame Willie.
Well, it was Willie's fault.
Willie's still alive.
Because Willie sang the song. He should have banned together and banned it. No more.
Okay.
But no, that didn't work. The Mavericks beat the Clippers 96-93 last night. Did you see that?
I did not.
How about the Timberlakes beat the Suns? You see that?
Don't think I've watched NBA basketball in a while. It's not. There's no passion.
Is Dr. J still playing?
There's no passion. There's no love for the game. Like it's just a job. There's too much money involved. Too much. I don't enjoy it. But I'll tell you what. Steve and I met a photographer, and I asked him questions, and I said, "What's the hardest job? Like, what's the most scary photo shoot you've ever done, or most risk you've ever taken to get a certain shot or angle?" And he said that under the basketball goal, these guys are 7'5", true, running full speed ahead.
True that.
You're underneath it trying to catch that perfect angle or that dunk or that one moment in real time, in real space. And
Shaq landed on top of him.
It's kind of like a badge of honor, right? It's kind of
it's not.
Well, it is. No. Don't you say no.
It's like, not. Listen, but you are an idiot.
I'm talking about more of a badge of honor as capturing it in real time, not recording it. Because we've been in media rooms where a lot of guys will record the full thing and then they'll freeze frame and they'll capture that moment. But it's different when you actually capture it with a camera and the skill. And the timing, if you get it natural, it's it makes you a legendary figure.
You are a moron.
In photography and in media. If you actually capture like in real time and it's a once in a moment lifetime opportunity, like a bird touching the water and you get the mirror reflection, it's
idiot.
There's certain things.
Idiot. Take a breath. Have you ever stood next to a professional photographer?
Yes.
And watch them take a picture? Have you ever stood next to... I'm asking you a serious question.
Yes, I want to lay underneath the basket and do it
with them. All right, moron, listen to me.
Okay.
If you have, what is the sound that you hear when the photographer takes that one super picture that it's a once-in-a-lifetime? Exactly.
Exactly. Rapid fire. Fire in the hole.
So it's not just, I'm going to wait until his tongue sticks out and then I'm going to click. No, it's...
So the last time I went to a game, I had my camera. I was laying under the bath. I was with the guy. I hit the... And then...
First of all, it's radio, so you have to describe that you're doing a Polaroid.
I was just shaking the image clear. Right. So, but yeah, if you can capture with a Polaroid, I'm pretty sure you can do it with like a high-powered lens.
And you go...
I actually drew a sketch once. I was like...
I mean, I've done that on the iPhone. You know, you just keep clicking. It's still an individual photo.
But the art.
The art of what?
capturing it one picture, one frame, and in perfect time.
But you're not.
When Ryan Garcia connected with Devontae Davis and knocked him out in front of the world to see.
Okay, first of all, we'll get to that.
King Ryan is his name now.
Well, he's not the king.
He's the king.
Does he have the belt?
His name says King on a short.
Well, you know, King Bobby Green.
He's king.
King, what's his name? Philip, Andrew, Johnny, whatever his name is in England.
Charles.
Charles. exactly. You know, so he didn't win the title.
Titles are so irrelevant. I mean, this is a new era. You don't have to be the champion or the best to be the king.
I don't give him any credit for winning that fight. Zero. None.
What?
Because he was unprofessional. Now, he was professional that he paid the $1.5 million.
Because he missed by 3 pounds.
He said he would give $500,000 for every pound over.
And I think going back to last week, there should be a penalty where you lose 10% of your purse for every pound you're over.
It's not enough.
He would have lost 30% of his purse.
Right. Which was $40 million, right?
Yeah. But if he would have been 10 pounds over, he would have lost everything. Fight for free.
Well, first of all, if he's 10 pounds over, you don't fight. Fight's off.
Well, you fight for free if you're that point. You gave away 100%
but still, of your okay, price. So you fight for free, you lose your entire purse, and then you win. And then schmoes like you are like, he's the king. He won. Well, he won.
True.
He said, screw that. I don't need the title. And I think it's rare. I could be wrong. I was wrong once. They return the belt to the loser. Typically, I thought if you still continued, if Fatty wins, he can't win the belt.
Right.
But the loser could still lose the title. He lost. But no, they give it back to him.
Yeah, I think he keeps it. Yeah.
No, he does keep it, at least this time.
Right.
I don't think he should. You accepted the fight. You lost.
Yeah.
So really, it's a no-lose for him. He's fighting Fatty McFatty. He made a bonus $1.5 million.
I don't think you can call him Fatty McFatty.
Why?
I mean, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah, he was disrespectful to the sport that he supposedly loves and came in three fat pounds over. All right, coming to you live from our Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and Ape Man Strong.
Y'all
mom. We'll be right back.
Y'all mom.
And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Saturday, April 27th, one historic night, one epic encounter. Platinum Mike Perry versus Thiago the Pitbull Alves. Also the world heavyweight title on the line when champ Mick Terrell fights number one pound for pound in the world. Lorenzo the Juggernaut Hunt plus two hard-hitting heavyweights on a collision course as Big Ben Rothwell fights Todd Duffy. And much more fast-paced bare-knuckle fighting championship action. Don't miss history unfold at Knuckle Mania 4. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
Brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, 8-Man Strong, and Steps. New things being worked on, new horizons being built.
Yeah.
And you're being replaced.
I can't be replaced. I'm a one of a kind.
That's, thank
I'm
God.
Like, I'm like the this football.
You're like herpes.
Well, you do keep coming back.
Yeah.
I do keep coming around, you know. The gift that keeps on giving, Randy.
I understand that.
Why do you say mean things like that?
It comes natural. It comes easy, too.
It does, really?
Yeah, it does.
Why do you say such hurtful things?
So give me your rundown on Knucklemania 4. What do you think? Let's start on the opening fight. Do you know who's the opening fight?
No.
Do you know who the next fight is?
No.
Do you know who any of the fighters are not named Mike Perry or Lorenzo Hunt?
Well, Julian Lane. That's just because I trained him. So I know. Riggs.
Bobby Riggs?
I don't know. I think it's Big Riggs.
Bobby Riggs going to play some tennis? No,
I don't really know who's on the fight card, but I don't care. I mean, I'm not a fan. Like I'm in it. I try to make the fighters better.
You're in it to win it.
I'm in it to win. Like I'm in it to help Tommy build the billboard mats. I'm in it to like represent Knockout Radio.
Is he still doing the billboard mats?
I hope so. I mean, otherwise, why am I going to L.A.?
Well, that was my question.
But I'm there to represent Knockout Radio.
No, you're not.
To be in the combat sport community, to be in the know, to be in the camps, to bring back intel, to report to our fan base. Of course, that's my job. I'm a professional. And I made weight.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
A, that's your job.
That's what I do.
B, all right, then let's go back in time.
Oh.
When you didn't use Knockout Radio to illegally obtain a media credential.
Oh, I used pizza.
For BKFC here locally at the OCC.
Yeah.
What happened that night?
I was a fan. Actually, pizza used to be my currency. I could get into anything. It's like the illusion of safety. So I had my Jeep doors off, and I turn around, and I hit the alarm, and everybody's like, that was...
Stupid.
Stupid, right? Yeah. It's like having a gated community. It's an illusion of safety. Not one pizza ever went undelivered or cold because I couldn't get past the security guard or in the back room of an arena or in a green room with pizza. If you have pizza in your hand, you can go anywhere. So I did that with media for a while. And now I have my own credential. I got a credential last week to a RiseCon, and I didn't even use it. You know, I've been so many years of hanging out with you in the back. I was like, you know what? I want to be just normal. And I sat in general population.
You are just
and
normal.
And I had the greatest time of my life. Doing normal stuff, sitting in the crowd at Ray J for Monster Jam with the drivers, the smell of the fuel and the smell of the dirt is way better than being in the press box behind a glass wall. Like, it's just amazing. So I love the people, man. I'm from the streets. I'm from the ground up, not the top down. You 1%ers, I can't vibe with you. I don't really identify with that.
That's awesome. That's the best news I've heard in a long time.
I don't know. I get nosebleeds if I get up too high.
Because I did receive information from the NFL for our credentials, my credentials for New Orleans. And so I already put our names in.
I'm ready.
That would be Leslie Lacy, Steve, and myself will be going to the Super Bowl
this,
in New Orleans.
This show is
going
to tank harder than... I mean, why would you do that? I'm wearing the uniform. I'm ready for New Orleans. And when I go marching in, you want to be behind me.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in front of me.
I don't want to be anywhere near you. I don't want to be around you.
Your words are so hurtful.
Your thoughts on the NFL draft? Do you even care about that?
Nope.
Do you know anything about it?
It's football.
Do you know who has the number one pick?
No, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. How about the Bucks? What should the Bucks address?
It's $1. That's their address.
What's their address?
That's where it's located. I don't know. I mean, I think they need an overhaul. They're probably going to need protection for Baker. I mean, I think he's going to need time. He can't be that guy that takes that kind of abuse. I mean, we know his heart, his grit. We know he's tough. We know he wants to win. He's willing to sacrifice and lay out on every play just to get that extra yard. But he's going to need protection to let the offense spread out.
Okay. I do agree with you. Need help on the O-line. For sure.
Yeah.
No, Station came back. They should draft Willie Nelson. Well, he'd make the whole team happy.
Well,
win, lose, or draw, they'd be happy.
They'd be the slowest offense in the league. Big slow motion come out.
Or it would just seem like fast. They're bringing Will Golston back.
Yeah, Big Will style.
Big Will is back.
Yeah, I like Big Will.
Happy about that.
No, but they're going to have a good season. I don't think they're contenders. I mean, they're not going to
They're in a crap division.
Right.
So they're always going to be contenders because everybody else is not. Right. Atlanta, with their new head coach, Raheem Morris, we've had him. We know what that means. Not much. You know, Carolina.
Well, that style of coaching is playing out. I mean, it's hard for coaches. You know, if you go back to, like, you remember the Allen Iverson, like when it was, practice, right? And then what was the
– Who are we talking about, practice?
The Colts.
Not a coach. Game.
Who's the coach is the one that went off on the playoffs? Like, playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, we're talking playoffs? Like, but the reason that practice was so important was because repetition. Right? And it embeds into the subconscious. So that's why it's so important. But now I think the new era of coaching, you can't yell at them. You can't scream at people because they're not going to respond like they used to. That Bear Bryant, that Nick Saban control, those guys are all retiring instead of dealing with the new age of NIL deals and young kids who don't want to listen or don't want to practice hard. You got to adapt. You've got to change. So those coaches are fading away. And I think you have to draft newer, innovative coaches to get these players to really respond and thrive in the next level.
You need to draft coaches? You don't hire them?
You need to hire them or draft them?
Draft coaches.
Well, you recruit them. You build them up. I mean, but the league has to change. It can't stay the same. It's not the same world that we live in. You know?
No, I
2-a-day workouts, passing out in the heat exhaustion.
That's been gone for years.
Those are going to – that's
going That's on. Already gone. Right. It's been gone. They had 2-a-days – 20 years ago. They don't do that anymore.
Right.
Now they barely even do anything.
Yeah.
Now they show up for breakfast, hit the gym, and then do a walkthrough.
Well, that's because you're saving damage and compression and injury for actual gameplay. It's like Julian Lane. He used to go into fight camp and fight every day to get ready to go get a paycheck. Keith Thurman, fighting every day in practice, and then, you know, he gets injured. Now he lost that opportunity to, like, make millions. But you've got to train smarter, not harder. And that's the key.
Did you patent that?
Train smarter, not harder?
Yeah.
I mean,
is that you?
I mean, it's not my.
That's not original?
I didn't create that. But
you stole that from somebody?
But I do use, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I mean, I've been saying that for 3 years. Like, so getting comfortable.
That's why this radio show is so good, because I'm very comfortable of being uncomfortable.
Yeah, I see.
Well, every time you walk in, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm great at it. Awesome.
It is better than the empty chair, but not by much.
I don't know.
Just so you know.
Where is your co-host at? Where did Caleb go?
No idea. I saw something. Of course, you didn't back it up with research, but allegedly Nick Diaz, Tony Ferguson, coming up June 29th. Yeah, it doesn't really interest me.
Too old. It's too irrelevant. I mean, neither one are in their prime. Do you really want to see it?
I think it'll be okay. As just another mediocre fight. You know, we haven't seen Nick in forever. Tony hasn't looked good in forever. It'll be all right. I mean, it's on that big card. It's on the monster card.
Yeah.
That's the Connor card, you know, against Chandler. How about this one?
You think that's happening? You think Connor's really coming back?
No, he definitely is.
You think
so? Yeah, for sure. Here's something that I saw. So this was written by, let me move this down, Armin. You can try to, you can try to pronounce this. I think he fought last week or a couple weeks ago when we were there. Tsarukyan. Isn't that the dude who hit the fan?
Oh, he kicked the ring girl.
Well, he didn't kick. He shoved him because he was tougher.
Yeah.
So I guess he's in a war of words with Michael Chandler.
Okay.
So Chandler says, I also don't understand why he didn't take the Islam fight. I would have taken it. This sport moves fast. This is what Armand's response was. I don't expect you to understand, Michael Chandler, MMA. We are not on the same level. I am here to be the champ. You are just waiting for a paycheck. I also don't understand why you waited Connor fight for 2 years. You could have lost 4 exciting fights during that time.
Savage. That's the savage response. You could have lost 4 fights in that same waiting period.
Well, at least he said they would have been exciting.
That's a savage trash talk in there.
And before we hit this break, I know it's coming up. Guess what I've decided to buy? A sauna.
Oh, yeah.
One of those portable saunas.
I see. I have a good influence on you.
No, you have nothing to do with it.
Pretty much like you're like, you know, like spiritual guide animal.
Why?
Like, because I inspire you to do things low key where like, you know, you hate it, but then you think about it and then you go and you're like.
No, I've always wanted a sauna. Yeah. And you have nothing to do with that.
Sure.
But I just found out a neighbor got one. It's like an inflatable. It's like $130. You sit in it one time, you get electrocuted, and you never use it again. That's the plan.
You're welcome. I feel good.
Why?
Because I saved another life.
How did you save a life?
Your life. I'm prolonging it. I'm going to help you with this anti-aging thing, Randy.
Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. I will say this much. These quarter segments, they fly by. We're brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink. And BioAccelerator. When we return, a little MLB talk. Shocking, but I got something to vent on. We'll be right back.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause me pain.
To the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
I just saw this on the Book of Face form of Buccaneer Lamar Thomas. It's a sign that, sign, everywhere a sign. It says, you know, it's one of those signs that's out by the road. It says, it takes courage for a man to admit his wife is wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
That's pretty funny.
I know my wife and I went to counseling, like therapy, and the therapist said.
Nothing worked?
No, he's like, you know, just embrace your mistakes, and then she gave me a hug. And it was beautiful. We really bonded in that moment.
Did you see Aaron Boone getting ejected from the New York Yankee game the other night?
No, I did not.
And he lost it.
Really?
And I think the home plate umpire should pay the penalty, should pay the consequences.
What did he do?
He kicked Aaron Boone out of the game for comments that he thought came from Aaron Boone.
Did Aaron Boone, like, kick the dirt on him? Like, why did they do that? Why do grown men run out, like, steal the plate, like, the home base?
Sparky Anderson
away?
Used to do that.
They're not good role models. I mean, kids watching that at home see that behavior from grown adults. I think it's okay. It's acceptable. Like, it's not.
Earl Weaver used to do it.
There's nothing acceptable.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
What does it change in the gameplay? Do they get their way across? Does it actually make a difference? Like, they kick the dirt on their shoes and, like...
It's to rile up the fans. It's to rile up
all
the team.
All three of them.
Well, no, excited. I mean back in the day, there used to be good crowds.
Yeah. Well, now that they sped up the game play, right? Sped it up with the pitch clock or what they call. I've been told that the pitchers are now getting more injuries because they're pitching more frequently. That there's a lot more like injuries with the arm and the
throat. I know how to fix it.
I know how to fix it as well.
They should give you a call and get on the back of the GNAP because of their system. What's that called?
The sympathetic system. More importantly, it'll be the internal connective tissue, so you can strengthen it, so you prevent Tommy John surgery. And
where did you get your degree from? Just curious.
Well, there's two Cracker Jacks boxes. I went to the Big Top in Auburndale. I went to the flea market, and I got Cracker Jacks, and then I gave me a certification in neurosciences. And then I did just a whole bunch of practice, and then God bless you. And then I just practiced on myself for a long time. And now I'm pretty much an expert. Like,
what's that saying? Only a dummy, you know, goes to themselves or something.
Well, only a client who represents himself has a fool for a client. That's what they say. But
it's right up your avenue.
The only way it works is if you prove it, and you got to do it for yourself. I mean, I don't want to be like the Hair Club for Men. The reason it worked is because the president was actually a client.
Or so the commercial says.
So you've got to.
It's a legend.
So you've got to.
I believe it.
So you've got to go through the process in order to show it.
Have you ever gone through a training session put on by you?
But done my own coaching? Yeah, of course.
Okay, I want you to film that. I don't want Steve to film it. I want you to film that.
Okay.
No, you have to film it, not put it on a stand.
Right.
You have to film it.
Like hold the camera and film it live? Or put it on a stand and just record me doing the work?
Okay, like I just said, not on a stand.
Okay.
You have to film it. Hold it, film it.
Okay.
Of you training yourself on that piece of metal on the back of your vehicle.
Okay. You know, it's not the metal that makes it work. I mean, it's a component to it. It makes it accessible and easy. But I can achieve it through breath work. I could achieve the same kind of thing through different stimuli to get to that same programming. But the GNAT just makes it easy. It does make it easy. But it would be hard. I mean, doing it with one arm to hold the phone in the other, it's not the right
So then you can't train yourself.
You can do one arm movements, but that's an advanced movement. Okay. I mean, but I could absolutely do that.
I'm bored with anything that you're talking
that's
about.
That's not true.
So when was the last baseball game you went to?
Oh, jeez.
So if I can get you,
I went to a Phillies spring that was training years game ago. With you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We ate Delco cheesesteaks in the crowd,
which that made it worthwhile.
Yeah. I don't know the last time I went to an
action. And I'm going to be eating those cheesesteaks June 1st when Steve and I fly up to the newer card, which is pretty impressive. It's a nice little card. Looking forward to that.
I don't really enjoy the game of baseball. I mean, I think the people who love it, like truly love it, right? Like they love the strategy. They bring in one pitcher for one batter to get one advantage.
You can't do that anymore.
Statistics say that.
But you can't do that.
Really?
Anymore.
They took that away?
Yeah, you can't
do that. Well, then apparently I haven't watched it since then. So do they still play at Tropicana Field? Or is it still worth
That's a legend. I haven't seen the Rays play at Tropicana, if I was to guess, in 8 years.
Oh, no, I went last year during that undefeated streak.
Okay. No, you went because Kelly got you food.
I did go for free food.
I turned down the free food. I so badly don't want to watch the Rays that I turned down the free food in the club.
But see, it's not the speed of the game because they sped it up, and I don't think it's grown the sport. I think they've got to do more fanfare like the Savannah Bananas. They got to entertain. It's got to be entertaining. It can't just be all about win-loss. I mean, if you're really going to grow a sport nowadays, you've got to actually have an entertainment value.
But it is entertaining to some people.
I mean, like a lot of people just want to know the score. Yankees, Red Sox, 5-3, okay. Like, and it's just a blurb on the bottom of a ticker tape, screen on ESPN. But for the people who actually love it, they want to know the stats, the batting average. They want to know the inside, the intricacy of the strategy of the coaches and the shifts. But most people don't care or have the time or the mental capacity to follow that stuff anymore.
Does it count if you go to a stadium, an arena, but you don't watch the product?
Well, I've been to the Kentucky Derby 3 times and never saw a damn horse. I mean, the parking lot tailgates at the Kentucky Derby are legendary. I mean, mint juleps till you pass out. I mean, I never even made it inside the damn stands. But it's fun.
Well, that's because you didn't have a ticket.
Well, that's true.
God.
But I had pizza. I did have pizza.
You carried a pizza box to try to get in?
I'll take pizza anywhere.
Well, not anymore.
Sure I can. Not my pizza. Actually, I did hit rock bottom.
Do you go to like Publix and order and get a frozen and throw it in the box?
But I hit rock bottom recently. Everybody knows I lost my restaurant. Financially, it's been the toughest of my career. And on my way here, I stopped at the racetrack and I ate pizza out of a gas station.
Good, huh?
Wasn't bad. I spent way too much time trying to be the best because those guys are pretty good.
My wife had a pizza while I was in Atlanta, and I ate a slice real thin, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to your buddies, which is, I guess, the best in Tampa Bay.
Which one?
The one in Safety Harbor.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I beat him in a competition, but I got a little bit of a higher score than him once.
Yeah, I've had your pizza.
Saying. I'm up there with some of the best in the world, man.
Shelby, I mean. Proof.
I got the record. I got the...
What
got
record?
The beating them in the competition.
What record?
I was number 4.
Most spits into your pizza?
I got 4th place at the national convention.
Where? I want to see proof.
I got it. I ate it. I ate the proof. What do you want me to do?
This is the 4th best pizza, and I'm going to eat it, damn it. I don't care anything about it.
I'm taking the evidence with me. Can't charge me with that.
Are you going to watch the draft?
No.
Are you going to watch the NHL playoffs?
When is it?
It's going on now.
Perfect. I will not watch
How about it. Basketball? You going to watch that?
Not a chance.
You going to watch the Lakers blow another 22-plus point game?
Not a chance.
Why?
Because I just helped those people get better doing what they do, but I'm not a fan of those sports. I don't watch it for fanfare. I just want to make the athletes that are in it better.
All right, this is a serious question.
I'm dead serious.
No, this is a serious question. Do you not watch these things at home because you haven't paid your electrical bill in a while?
Yeah.
And they turned electricity off?
No, I just don't. Eleanor Roosevelt said that brilliant people discuss ideas, average people discuss events, and then like low-quality people discuss people and drama and talking about other people. And so, like, just watching other people succeed or achieve greatness is not my thing. Like, I don't want to be a spectator to it. I want to be the one to help them manufacture and create greatness.
Right now, I just want to hit this break. Okay.
I can help you with that,
too. All right, do it. Do it.
This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Cool Breeze Studios, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy. We'll be back after this break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Deacon Jones used to have that head slap.
He was a bad man. Mm-hmm. He was a power slapper before power slapper was around. Yeah. What's going on, power slapper? Are we still in the circle? Are we still at the podium with them? Or are we still good graces?
I am.
What about me?
I am. Dang. You probably won't go to another power slap.
Well, if I was a fan of any real sport, I think power slap is the one sport I'm a fan of. Like, I would watch power slap just to watch the sport itself. That's how much I liked it.
Right.
I liked it. I thought it was. I think it's cool, man. I like.
So you don't watch it.
Why are you listening to somebody that doesn't have a headset or a microphone? Talk.
He's interesting.
He's interesting.
He's the most interesting man in the room.
Well, he looks like the most interesting man in the world.
Jonathan Goldsmith. You ever met him?
Who? I know you did.
I met him. Yeah. He's a cool guy. I don't know why I got the title. I mean, you can't give yourself your own nickname, right?
Did he give it to him?
I don't know. I mean, who made him? The Dos Equis? Did they name him that?
Uh huh.
They just gave them that title. Yep. Steve Linnea gave me a title on YouTube last week. Called me the greatest mind in combat sports.
I think he lied.
Well, I didn't agree with him. At first, like, I can't take that. But then I'm like, you know what? He's not wrong. Because who else is out there? I mean, you got Lockhart and Leet. They're just using macronutrient training. We did that in 2010. I mean, that's so old school. So Steve's right. I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there doing what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
I know they're not.
Because everybody else is successful.
Well, they don't know what it is. They don't even know what it is to even comprehend what it is. So how can they apply it?
Because I'm sure most people like me don't care.
Yeah, but
you don't care about sports.
But you're not in that space. You're on the sideline. Like, you're not.
Yeah, that's what. That, yeah.
You're not in the fire.
Right.
You know, you're not the man in the arena. Those are the men in the arena, men and women.
Right.
You're over on the sideline doing. You
know, doing what?
Documenting. Watching.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
Talking about.
In the buffet line, getting refills, waiting for things to happen.
No, I've cut food back.
So how come you don't do the journalistic part of your career? I mean, you're always there to witness and see and report back about camera and interviews and how come you don't do the whole full press kit thing?
My thing is I want to talk to people on this show.
Okay.
Now, just recently has Steve gotten involved. So before, it'd be like you filming yourself, training yourself on that useless piece of metal.
Yeah.
Okay. It's difficult.
Right.
I would rather, and it's the same thing why I don't ask a lot of questions, if questions at all. You know, I even told the UFC PR people, it's ridiculous. You do a press conference the day before you do a press conference, and it's the same people ask the same questions to the same fighter. Ridiculous. I want to ask them on the air, live on the air, not set up, not, you know, canned, any of that stuff. Come on the program.
So that's probably, and I think that's probably what I respect about you the most. Like, honestly, like, it's the way you connect with these people, like, and you don't ask them the same question all the media guys ask them. You ask them other things to, you know, find out who they are behind the scenes, right? And we saw it just this week, like the Martin Grammatica was at Allstott's event. He had like a charity thing, and it didn't look like from their post on Facebook that it was actually a media event where like they invited media to cover it. It was more just, hey, we're friends in the circle, and we posted our pictures from the event. And you've always tried to do that or been in those circles where you were on the friend side, not the media side, because they all know they act different if they know that it's a media open event and people are recording and they have to act a certain way. So I think that's the art to what you've done with your career, is you've been able to get onto the trustworthy side of, hey, I'm in the circle. So is that why you don't record in video and document when you're in those places? Because the trust is so high. You don't want to ever lose that from something getting out or somebody getting a hold of footage. Or
obviously, I wasn't in the circle because Mike forgot to call me.
Oh, dang it.
I used to be involved in that weekend. It was a lot of fun. It was a whole weekend long. Matter of fact, I want to say that's where Robin Zander, his wife, Pam Zander, went up to my former photographer and said, Michael Pittman is my husband's favorite player. I think that's what was said, or okay. One of. Okay. We'll say one of.
Right.
And then, you know, we chuckled, hey, Randy, blah, blah, blah. And then I took Pitt over, and they kind of talked. And that's when the lead singer of AC/DC, is that Brian Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Brian Johnson just was like, yeah, I'm going to kick that guy. Blah, 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 blah. Talking about Pitt, you know, with the he's the original 22-inch or 28-inch pythons or whatever Hogan claims he has.
24s. Pythons.
I think Pitts are bigger.
No, I don't think so.
I've never seen a freak like Michael Pittman.
Bro, Hogan's 75. He's still bigger than all your football friends.
Really?
He's a monster.
You think he's a bigger monster than Michael Pittman?
Yes.
Michael Pittman,
right now?
I was telling, I may take that bet. I was telling Kappa this yesterday that Pitt, they pay you, okay? The team pays you to come work out at the complex.
Okay.
It's that way to keep them, you know.
Motivated.
Well, not even motivated, but to make sure they show up right. And all that. Mike would go to $1, work out, get paid, and then go to Lifestyles and work out.
Okay. Right. Yeah, it's an old school way of doing
it. I'd also take Mike in a race against Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's a smart bet. But not in leg drops. I mean, who are you taking in leg drops? Hogan or Pitt? I mean, when the old Thunder Lips does a leg drop from the top rope, nobody can survive that.
Is this for a film or is this in real life?
This is anything. This is anywhere.
I don't think Terry could get that high anymore.
Oh, he's 300 pounds, bro.
Right. I'm saying I don't know if he could go and get the leg drop in.
I think for the right situation, he could still get the leg drop. I mean, yeah, you don't want you. The leg drop is devastating.
I got a little disagreement with a guy the other day.
No one.
No way.
Shocking.
Well, if you do something, if you do it, whatever it may be,
okay.
I don't care what it is.
What
you,
do I do?
No, nothing. But I'm saying so, you did an interview with somebody.
Okay.
And then somebody who claims to be an expert says, well, you didn't really do that interview.
Okay.
Are you going to say, yeah, you're right, I didn't do it?
Well, there's got to be proof of it, right?
Well, no, there doesn't have to be. If you did the interview.
Yeah, you know it's true.
I was told that I have a Dusty Rhodes autograph that was signed before 2007.
Okay.
And I said, that's not correct.
Okay.
And he was adamant. It is impossible for you to have had gotten this signature after 2007.
Because he died?
Well, no, because that's when he went into the Hall of Fame. And according to him, it's in their contract that they have to sign HOF and then the year they went in.
Okay. Well, you got it without it after the fact.
But I got it after without the HOF.
Well, I think it's credible if you have access to people like you and your whole career. You know, I think if you say you got it from the actual guy, I think it's legit.
Well, and that's why I said we were in a disagreement, because he said it's impossible. And I said, all I know is I did it.
Right, right, right.
So, I was there.
Right.
It's not like I got it from some jabroni.
Right.
You know, I got it directly from Virgil, directly from Dusty Rhodes. And I was upset about it. You know, that he didn't put HOF. He goes, oh, this is so valuable because it's so much. I go, well, that's really not true, because I got it after. And I wished he would have done the HOF.
Really?
Absolutely.
For more value?
It's not that it's what it would mean more to me. It doesn't matter value.
When you get inducted in the Hall of Fame this year, are you going to put HOF on the?
Oh, my checks. when I sign a check, I'm going to put HOF 24.
What are you? Do you still have checks?
I
because you could actually get Knockout Radio, Randy Harris, HOF 24.
No.
And then
I think I wrote a check. I've probably written two checks in the last 5 years.
Yeah, but the way they keep popping up. Like, people are finding, like, the first check they paid, like Bruce Springsteen when he paid his first assistant. And, like, so people have held on to these relics, and they're starting to add value.
Well, how do you get them? You know, if you
had to come from the bank, or they never got cashed.
Right. Now, that makes sense if you never cash it. Like, right. I still have a check that I never cashed.
Yeah. What more?
Signed by Augie Bush.
That Reggie Bush is dead?
No. former owner of the St. Louis Cardinals. I think it's Augie Bush. It's somewhere in the house.
Okay.
Back when I was bat boy for the Cardinals.
Oh, like Bush beer?
Not
B-U-S-H.
Right.
B-U-S-C-H.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Makes the difference.
But, you know, if you get a check, how do these people get a check that wasn't made out to them if it goes to the bank?
Right. Right.
So... somehow, oh, look, it's Bruce Springsteen. Right. Let me give you this little slide.
Yeah, a little sticky hand in the banking system. Sure it's happened before.
Well, and I'm sure it'll happen again.
Yeah.
But that is interesting.
Yeah. No, but I think that's a problem with, like, today's modern world.
Thievery?
You know? Well, no, I think it's like...
No, there's a problem with thievery.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can steal up to, what, $1,500 now in California without being arrested? Like that's
why you're going to California.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some new shoes.
Yep.
You know, like,
is it you can steal up to $1,500 per time?
I don't know. I'm gonna try. I need.
Are you gonna bring a calculator so you don't go over the $1,500?
Bringing a medieval suit of armor, so in case a SWAT shows up.
How are you gonna get that on the plane?
Well, it's actually the plane I'm gonna fly on. Then when I get there, I'm gonna disassemble it. And I'm gonna make a suit of armor out of them.
I want to see you walk on the plane because I know you don't pay for luggage. So you're going to walk on the plane in the suit of armor.
Usually they just have me fly it. Hey, like, you mind sitting up here with the pilots and looking out?
You know, somebody just got in trouble for that.
What?
I think a trainer of a team that knew the pilot.
Oh.
And he went up there and he did some things in the plane.
Oh, that's...
There's some serious
that's
trouble.
That's not good.
How would you like to be a paying passenger, right, and you're watching some jabroni
flying the control, like, hey! The plane? I mean, it's but it's crazy.
And just so you know, no, let's don't tell them. Let's don't tell them. Yeah, it's 1,500. The limit is 1,500 before they'll prosecute.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure you let them know as you're running out that I have $1,500 worth of your crap.
Yeah. Get me.
Well, yeah, because I'm being told it's $999.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's terrible, though. I mean, how do you own a business or retail when the law is protecting the criminals?
I mean, I've seen stories where they fired people that have tried to stop them.
Yeah, you can't chase it. You can't. I mean, the loss prevention just has to watch it happen. It's getting out of control, man. It's nuts. So
it's the world we live in.
What size shoe you wear? I'll pick you up a pair.
No, I can fit into anything. Another country heard from.
Who's this fact checker that's checking in with you?
Oh, which one?
You're getting the information right here?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Why?
Do I have to put them on the payroll?
We have payroll?
We have payroll?
Listen.
Can I get a check?
This radio program doesn't want to put facts out there.
Oh, yeah, no. So, but here's the thing, though. When you're talking about checks, like with today's digital currency, it's kind of like casinos, how they devalued money, where you cash in your money, They give you coins and chips that are only good and used in the casino. So it doesn't have an association for like, oh, that's my rent or that's my car payment or that's my groceries. So it devalues it. Same thing with digital currency. Like, people aren't using checks anymore. So now when you're using Cash App or Venmo, there's a transaction fee. You're losing 3% or 2% every time you send that money out, and it's taking more money out of your account. So, you know, I think it's getting out of hand with digital technology. But I do miss checks because it was actually, when you wrote it for $100, it was worth $100. It was equal to cash if you gave it to someone. Now, you send $100, 3% goes to the processing company. And eventually, after that gets passed around, the bank ends up owning that $100 again. So the system's set against the people, but convenience, technology, apps, people don't really think that far ahead.
Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, 2 hours down, one more hour that you have to put up with Matt McClellan.
Check, check.
And I'm excited for you all to listen to him.
One, two, three, check, check.
Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Send me a check.
Talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks.